Good evening to you all. I said good evening to you all. All right, so sometimes we seem like we got a lot going on and we get so busy, but tonight you are here, so I'm glad you're here tonight. And let me move that over there. So all right. Well, tonight I want to talk to you a little bit different. This morning we were talking about the Magi there, and how Christmas and getting into Christmas. But tonight we're going to break away from that a little bit tonight and go into a different direction. And we're going to take some words from Christ tonight. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to turn over to Matthew chapter 7 tonight. We're going to look at some things because there's some areas that we all struggle with. This is an area we all struggle with. It's on our face. It's called our mouth. So our mouth gets us in trouble, but our brain gets us in trouble. And when we don't control those things, we can say some pretty ugly things. We can think some pretty awful things. And we're going to talk about some things here. And we're going to talk about a little bit on judging tonight. Something I've been working through this week and looking at judging. And judging turns into being critical speaking of one another. And I want to share with you just a little bit because Jesus has something to say about that. Jesus has something to say about that. And of course, you know, we read that he was pretty criticized. He was judged by many and by others. And some of those words were pretty harsh. But tonight, we're going to look at his words tonight, because I think tonight we could all say that we probably open our mouth a little bit too much. We don't speak with a loving spirit as the Holy Spirit wants us to do. And I think I'm still coming off this cold here. But we struggle sometimes. So I want you to go over to Jesus is on what we call the Sermon on the Mount, and he's speaking some things, and it amazes me because this is one of the topics that he chose to speak at. Because when you get a chance to speak in such a mass crowd, what you're going to say needs to be important. It needs to be important. And this topic to Jesus is important. Of him being out there about, you know, do not worry about the narrow gate. You know, building your house on the sand, on the rock, all that stuff there. He still finds that this is important to put into. So if we look at it in verse 1, he says, do not judge or you too will be judged. And immediately, this is what he says. Don't judge. He says, do not judge. But we struggle with our thinking. We struggle with the thoughts. And we struggle with this thing that's it's planted right in the middle of our face. It's called our mouth. And we struggle with it. Because we think what we got to say is more important than what everybody else has to say. We think that what we say is so important. We feel like what we think is so important. And what happens is we're going to cast a judgment on something. We're going to cast a judgment on someone. But Jesus, this is what I want to get in this part right here. Jesus says, do not judge. We need to look at that. We need to examine our hearts. So let's just stop right now. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to work on our hearts tonight. Because you know what? If you have a judging and you have a critical spirit, you don't see it. You don't see it. And we're going to ask the Lord to reveal that if it is in you tonight, or if you struggle in this area, that he would help you with that. Father, Lord, we just ask, Lord, tonight, as we go through this topic of judging and being critical about others, Lord, we just pray that your spirit, Lord, would speak to us as individuals and as a church, that we might be the better person that we need to be for you, that we might be that Christian that we need to be. So, Father, reveal into our hearts, Lord, that damage, that the thing of judging, that critical spirit, Lord, that you may reveal it and put it in front of our face, Lord, even though we don't want to see it and we don't want to admit it, Lord. Give us that moment that we know it's there, that we would deal with it with you. That's the only way to deal with it, is when we turn it over to you and confess that. For it's in Jesus' name, amen. So we see that Jesus says, do not judge. We see that is a big piece for him. He just starts out that way, do not judge. Or you will too be judged. And we go into verse 2. He says, for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured to you. And so we see this piece here. He says, so we look at this in the same way we judge others, that's the way we're going to be judged. That's something we need to look at. So if you're hard on other people, you know it's going to come back on you. It's going to come back on you. That's what Jesus says. In the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And the measure you use it, it'll be yours too. How many of us tonight struggle with judging just a little bit? I hope everybody raises their hands, because we all judge, and we all judge some things that we shouldn't be judging. He says, why do you look at the speck in the sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? Jesus says, you hypocrite. Now, we don't want to be called a hypocrite. I don't want to be called a hypocrite, okay? But Jesus says, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. We have a big problem as Christians. We criticize too hard. We criticize, we judge others way too much and way too hard. And we begin to do that, and what happens is that begins to affect us. It begins to affect us. And so when we do that, we begin to point fingers. We begin to point things at people and at churches, and we begin to do this at one another. And we get that thing in there called backbiting. We get to do those things like that, and all that stuff happening. But really, the only one that can really truly judge in truth is the Holy Spirit. That's the only one that can really judge with truth. Because when we judge, we cause harm. We cause harm to one another. We really do. We cause harm to one another. So we got to quit using this, what they call measuring rod. We like to use this measuring rod. And we are the measuring rod. If I feel like it's a bad thing, it's a bad thing. If I feel like it's good, that's okay. If I feel like I'm going to criticize that, I'm going to criticize it. Because everything needs to match up the way I think it should be. The way that I want it to be. And we need to remember that we are not to be doing that. We're not to do that. And one thing I want to tell you, there's more to things going on in a person's life when you begin to judge them. There's more going on than you know. There is more going on in their life than you know. You don't know their circumstances. You don't know where they're at. You don't know where they're at on the crossroads. You need to back up a moment. And I would always suggest, when you're getting ready to say something and you're getting ready to think you're going to be doing that judging, you're getting ready to say something that's critical, and you may think, well, I'm doing it for their best interest. Are you really? You need to pray about it before you do that. I'm just saying, you need to pray about it before you do that. Okay? Because when you begin to judge others, what you're doing is you're putting yourself over the top of them. You're making yourself superior to them. I have the right to make a judgment call. I have the right to criticize you. And this is what we do. And I want to tell you, we judge in many different places, in many different ways. One of the things is we judge each other in our own families. There's family members that can't even get along because they just judge, they just rip people apart. We use this thing called Facebook, and Facebook is ripping people apart. This is why so many people don't even use it anymore, because people just totally disconnected and shut down their whole Facebook because they've seen the junk that people's put on there and judging people. And this is how dare you judge me? And then people take it wrong and all that stuff. And we go down this whole list, and this whole thing, this little spark turns into a forest fire. Then you got families picking one side of the conversation and other families picking the other side. And I'm telling you what, the devil is just always looking for that. So we judge and we're critical of our own family members. We're critical, and we judge those even inside the church. We make those judgment. We make judging calls we shouldn't make. It makes no sense to make some of those judging calls that we have. Someone say, don't lower yourself. Don't lower yourself into that standard. Because when you judge, you're putting yourself, you're trying to make yourself superior. You may not think that you're doing it, but that's what you're doing. You're taking the role of the judge. You're making a judgment call. You begin to criticize. And so what you're doing is actually you're trying to make yourself higher, but actually you're making yourself lower. And what happens is with those people, those people begin to put a wall up. And if God's doing a work on their life and you come in and you want to judge them because they became a Christian in 1 week and you want to turn around and judge them because they went out and did something that was not right, and you want to come in and judge them right over the moment, because there's Christians that do that all the time, man. They slam Christians left and right. They slam them. They pick them up and they pick them up like wrestlers and just slam them down because the word, God's word says you shouldn't be doing that. Listen, you need to zip your lip. Because one thing I know is when we begin to judge people for something, God's looking at the same thing in us. Have you got it together? Is your mouth perfect? Is your thoughts and ways godly? Is your actions godly? Oh, and maybe I need to step back a little bit. And maybe I need to do something different than to sit there and put my nose in it and start judging and becoming critical. Because listen, when you become critical and you begin to judge, you're not building up, you're tearing down. You're tearing down people. You're not building people up. You're tearing people down. And you do that, and it's a hard thing. He says this. He says, do not give dogs what is sacred. And do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample on them under their feet, and then they turn and tear you to pieces. Sometimes you just you don't need to, you know, this is one of those pieces where you're like, you know, you just need to back off. You just need to completely back off, because the more you get into it, the worse it's going to get. Okay? You have this wisdom. Maybe it is you wanted to, man, I was really struggling with this cold. Maybe this wisdom that you are going to put out there, you are going to try to do that. You take your, you know, you went to God, and you've taken that big plank out of your eye, and you really feel like you're going to say something, but in fact, you know that even if you tell them, it's not going to matter. You just know in the spirit, it's not going to, don't do it. It's better just to be quiet and walk away from it than to sit there and just, you know, because some of us, listen, we have to get our point across, don't we? In a conversation, some of us, we just really have to get our point across, because we just know that our point, our words are more important, are so important that they just need to be said. How many of y'all been there? I know, and what happens is, I'll tell you the warning side of it. You're not even listening to the person that's talking to you. You're so ready to fire your torpedoes. You're so ready to say what you're going to say. You don't even know what the person's speaking to you in front of you, because you're so ready. You're so ammoed up. You're so ready to get your finger on the trigger. You're saying, oh, they just check this out. This is, they're going to, I got the words for you. And then you're just, and you're not even paying attention. And sometimes we just need to back off and walk away from that. I want you to turn over to 1 Corinthians for a moment, because God's Word has some things to say about some of this other stuff as well. Judging. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, they had a problem going on here. Somebody was not living right inside the church. Now we need to know that we shouldn't be going out there criticizing. We shouldn't be going out there criticizing non-Christians. They're going to do what they're going to do. Sinners live as sinners. People live away from God, they're going to live the way that people that live away from God live. Okay? My goal, my thing is not in life to judge and criticize the President of the United States. That's not my job. My job is to pray for him. But we got Christians out here just blasting him all over the place. It's not our job. And the world sees that. And we become hypocrites. Because the same people that's blasting him out, their whole household's a mess. Their whole family life's a mess. But here in the church, what do we do when something happens in the church? What do we do? We read in verse 9, there's a problem going on. The church of Corinth was in a mess, okay? He says in verse 9, I have written to you in a letter not to associate with anyone with sexual immoral people. Not at all meaning that people of this world who are immoral or the greedy and swindlers or adulterers, in that case you would have to leave this world. He says, you know you're gonna cross paths with people that are sinners. So be it. That's the way it is. He's not talking about them. He's talking about the guy that's in the church. Okay? He says, but now I am writing you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, someone that calls himself a Christian, who calls himself a Christian, a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy or an adulterer or a slanderer or a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man, do not eat. He says, listen, when it comes to inside the church, there are times when you're going to have to make a judgment call. He says, he goes on, and he says, it's cold. What business am I to judge those outside the church? He says, I have no business judging those outside the church. Okay? I have no business judging those outside the church. But he says, are you not to judge those inside? He says, God will judge those outside. But he says, expel the wicked man from among you. Which means if you expel him, you make a judgment call. So there are judgments that do need to be made inside the church. So when you hear people say, I've heard some people say, oh, you're judging. I've seen that, heard that, been around those type of people. I don't even want to talk that. I don't even want to have conversation with it, because they don't get it. There are times in the church where you need to make judgment calls. Okay? And right now we're trying to make, some of our churches in America are trying to, and they are accepting like homosexuality. Here it is right here. You don't do that. You're supposed to expel them. churches today are praying to bring him in. Okay? Now, it's one thing to love them and share the gospel. Okay? But it's another to let them to bring him in and then want to say, accept that lifestyle. One of these days, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that either. But where it says to expel him from among you, because he will poison the rest of them. Those who are weak, those who are in that area. If we go back to Romans chapter 14, we're going to see what happened. We're going to see that. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 1, it says, accept him whose faith is weak. So there are people in the church right now, I mean, some of them might be amongst us, that our faith is weak. You're Christian. You believe in God, but your faith is weak. And we're at different levels. So there are some that whose faith is weak. But he says, accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment. This is where we get ourselves in trouble in the church more than anywhere else. They're not going to Sunday school. Why are they not going to Sunday school? I can't believe that person's not going to Sunday school. I can't believe that person doesn't give all tithes and offerings. What's going on with that person? I can't believe that person's not attending church. I can't believe, listen. Accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on disputable matters. On disputable matters, okay? There are some things that are disputable, okay? Here's a list of some of these. One man doesn't want to eat. One person wants to be a vegetarian. Another person likes to eat meat. This is all about those things of the law. And we see one man makes one day more sacred than another. One person does this. One person does that. Those are things that are just, people just, they're not worth arguing over. But you get the person that comes in and says, hey, you need to accept me because I'm a homosexual and I want to be a part of the church and I want to do this and I want to be in there and I want to get involved. Listen, the Bible clearly says that is something that doesn't happen. We're not to do that. We're to love that person. We're to share the gospel. They don't want to make a change in their life. You know what? We got to go on. Okay? And there are those things, right? He says in verse 9, for the very reason Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both dead and living. You then, why do you judge your brother? Why do we get upset about the littlest things? We get upset about the littlest things. He says, so in verse 10, you then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? And we do that at times. We look down on others. For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. Okay? We need to quit thinking that we're higher than one another. Okay? Now, some of those things there. Now, what happens is we get into an area, and I want you to turn for just a moment. I want you to turn over. I got you turning a little bit, get you to know your Bible a little better, right? Let's go to Hebrews for a moment. Hebrews chapter 10. Now, y'all, some of you were here this morning. You heard my prayer about those who have kind of strayed away a little bit, not putting God. You know, it's not putting God, you know, not putting worship, because we were talking about following Jesus. You know, we were talking about the Magi was coming, and they was one searching for Jesus and wanting to worship Jesus. And we really stuck with that this morning, okay? And here we find out in chapter 10, we just read that every Christian is going to stand before, everybody's going to stand before God and give account of his life. Verse 24, he says, unless, in chapter 10, Hebrews, he says, and let us consider how we may spur up one another toward love and good deeds. I love that because he doesn't say about judgment. He doesn't sit there and make judgment calls. Okay? Not make judgment calls. But he says this. He says, let us consider how we may encourage one another. We need to be more positive. We need more encouraging. We need to be more as the scripture says, spur up one another toward love and good deeds. Listen, if you're the opposite of that, would be judging and being critical, tearing people down, gossiping. But he says, let us not give up meeting together. Whoa. This is why worship is important. He says, let us not give up in meeting together. Now, I want to tell you, a church that could be critical or someone that could be critical, you want to get away from them. I know I do. You can get away from them. And sometimes when your mind and your heart gets critical, your mind, when you start getting critical about someone, getting critical about maybe work or something going on in the church, or even maybe your pastor or whatever, you get critical. I'm going to tell you what happens if you don't deal with that. You're going to step off the scene and your mind is going to start playing role. It's going to play different roles. You're going to start thinking negative things. It's going to start turning into to thoughts that didn't even really happen. You're setting up some mind traps, mind bombs. And by the time you go to bed, you're thinking about this person, you're thinking about this organization, you're thinking about something, your work, your boss, your pastor, your job, whoever it is. And you're going to go to bed angry. And the Bible tells us not to go to bed angry. And you're going to be restless about it. And what's going to happen, what's going to set in, is after you become judging, you put that judgment in, you start getting critical, your thoughts are all over the place, what's going to happen is you're going to start to become a bitter person. You're going to start becoming bitter. And I want to tell you, when you have a heart that's bitter, you have a hard time loving God. You have a hard time praying. I mean, really praying. You have a hard time reading God's word. Your relationship with God is strained because your bitterness towards someone else. This is why he says, don't do that. But he says, let us not give up meeting together. Here it is. As some are in the habit of doing. This New Life Fellowship is not going to be, it's not the first church, it's not the last church to have a bunch of straying sheep. So let's relax for a moment. You heard me say that this morning. A lot of people are out. And they haven't been out one Sunday. They haven't been out two Sundays. They come every 4 or 5 weeks. And they claim this is their church. They claim they have a great relationship with God. But I'm reminded that, you know, I need to do my part as a pastor. We need to do our part. But we also got to let go sometimes. We got to let those people go sometimes because, listen, they're going to stand in front of the master, not in front of you and I. Let's not wear ourselves out being critical and judging everybody. Listen, I got 3 or 4 names right here in my heart, my mind. I thought about them today. 3 or 4 young men that I thought, man, they were going to be on fire for Jesus. They started strong, and then somehow they got caught up in the world, and they drifted. I mean, they've drifted. They didn't just stray. They have drifted way out there. I got to let it go. And there's some families that didn't like the way we were doing some things. It wasn't that way the things that we were doing overall. It was the little things. It was the changing of a couple of things in the nursery. It was the changing of a couple of things over here. It was because we didn't do this, or we didn't say this right to them, or we hurt feelings, or something like that. Listen, there's a time to grow up in Jesus. But what happens when we don't grow up? We get that, you know, listen, you put a ball in a room in the nursery, your nursery workers know. You can put a ball in there, and one kid, you know, there's all those toys in there. But if one kid picks a toy, a lot of kids want that same toy. Why? Because that kid has that toy. And then what happens is it becomes a big argument. That's the way it is in church a lot of times. It doesn't matter what it is. There's always going to be those types of people that's going to go through those things. And then they'll come back. And they'll come back for the Christmas special. They'll come back for Easter. And then I've heard people say this. I've heard some of us say this. And I was like, oh, man, why did you say that? You haven't seen somebody for a while. And then we bust them out for not being here. And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to turn around and walk back out. We're supposed to be encouraging. Glad you made it. Bite your tongue. Let me give you something that they already know. They know they've been gone. They're kind of embarrassed for coming back missing 2 or 3 months. We're supposed to accept them. Because I said, remember, when we make that cast that judgment, listen, that God's making that same judgment on us. And the way we judge others, it comes up to us. But he says, let us consider how we may spur up one another, encourage one another toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. But let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. That's the key part. We kind of go over it. We kind of blow that off. But we know that Jesus is coming back. We know that there is a return. And we want to be ready for his return. We want to be ready for his return. But being critical and judging is not a good thing to do. It tears people down. It burns bridges. Well, God is sometimes trying to build a bridge to regroup with some people and a person. And Jesus says this, do not judge. Do not judge. We judge people by the way they look. We judge people by the way the color of their skin. We judge people by the way they talk. We judge people by the way they drive. We judge people by the way they do everything. And it's okay. But if it don't line up the way that I think it should be, then my thoughts go crazy. And my heart gets dark. And I start casting judgment. And I start getting critical. And I'm stepping out of the way God wants me to be. And I'm stepping in my flesh, letting my flesh go. And let me tell you, the flesh is horrible. The flesh wants to take you down. The flesh wants you to mess it all up. So I want to be an encouragement to you by telling you not to cast judgment. How many of y'all thought about someone and it got pretty ugly in your brain world? You judge people and you got them all up in your brain world. But in fact is, you don't even know the whole story. You don't even know what's going on. Listen, Jesus said, do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. That's not my words. That's his words. What he's saying is, don't step in my shoes. You're not sitting on the throne. There's only one judge. Right? One judge. Anytime man or woman tries to step in the shoes of Christ, we blow it. We got to let God be God. We are servants. Some of the servants that Jesus has are faithful. Some of the servants that Jesus has are motivated soldiers for Christ, and he loves it. Some of the servants that the Father has, that Jesus has, are faithful and giving, and they use their God-given talents and gifts, and they love to serve Jesus. There are some servants who are not so giving. They do things half-hearted. They're not really committed. They're committed one day, they're not committed the next day. They pray when they need, then they get excited a little bit, and then they fade a little bit. They get excited a little bit, and they fade a little bit. They get attendance, they worship a little bit, and they fade a little bit. Then there's those servants who just fall completely. They're just like, man, are they even saved or whatever? And they're over there doing their thing, and what's going on with that? I want to tell you one thing. If they're servants of God, they're servants of God, and let him judge his servants. I had no business judging his servants. He is the only one that has business judging his servants. There are times we may have to judge actions. We may have to judge some things as we read in 1 Corinthians. We all make bad judgment calls. So that nullifies us from being a good judge. We've all made bad calls. We've all criticized one another. So we are failures at judging righteously. We are failures at that. But thank God there's one that's not a failure. And that's Jesus. So let's let him be the judge. So how do we work with this? There's going to be times when you're going to come across that road and you're going to say, man, I want to say something because I just don't, this is not right. I don't like it. I don't think it's sizing up. And you know what? You want to say something, you need to back off. Your prayers for them is more powerful than your words to them. When it comes to judging, you're going to have this tendency to want to be critical. And we start off nice. Now, I don't want to hurt your feelings. But I just don't really think that, you know, how you're doing that is great. And then they're going to stand back and they're going to push and they're going to put the wall up. And you're going to push because you know what? You're already in. And then it's going to go way off in left field. And I don't like the way you dress either. I don't like the way you do this. I don't like the way you do that. We get ourselves in a mess when we start judging. The best thing you can do If you get that temptation, just step back. Pray about your own heart. And I bet you most of the time the Holy Spirit will tell you, don't even get involved in it. You step back and you pray for that person. You pray for your attitude. You pray for their attitude. Let God do some things that you can't do. You can't change your heart. You can't change your heart. You can't do the things the Holy Spirit can do. We need to let the Holy Spirit do what He and He only can do. So if you don't like the way youth is going, you don't like the way the music's going, you don't like the way the preaching's going, you don't like the way the direction of the church is going, listen, you don't get up and start judging and be negative and start being critical. Step back and see if you're first, if you're right or not. You know what? Maybe you're just full of hot air. Maybe you just need to go back and you need to kneel before the Lord and fall on your face and say, Lord, before you do a work on them, I'm asking you to do the work on me. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the one that needs to make a change in my life. Because I go back to the scriptures and Jesus says, do not judge. When I do that, God always reminds me, Jimmy, you're not as smart as you think you are. You're not as smart as you think you are. I'll be honest, there's been times I've been upset with church members. I can't believe they would walk away from the Lord the way that they've done. I can't believe that some people do some of the things that they do. I can't believe how some people do certain things. I can't believe how some people don't do certain things, or how they can't be in love with the Lord, how they can't be more focused, how they can't really put 110% in serving the Lord. But I'm reminded, they're not my servant. I'm supposed to accept those whose faith is weak. They're still my brothers in Christ. They're still your brothers in Christ. And then when I get into that, and if I do it the right way, and I start talking to Jesus about it, guess what? My heart begins to change. I don't become so critical. And then I begin to see God doing a work on me. That's how it works. And then the next thing I know, I'm starting to repent from my heart. I thought I had it all together. Of course, there's going to be people, as we said before, that could anger you at times. How could they leave because of that? How could... We don't know the whole circumstances. We just got to let them go sometimes. We got to let them go. We got to be strong. It says in Hebrews, we need to be building each other up, encourage each other. That's how we get through those moments, to be encouraging. So maybe instead of saying something critical, say something encouraging. Positive words will fuel you for a long time. Negative words, it only takes a couple. And it will cause a train wreck. And it's a mess that we are not very good at putting back together. Because people say, you know what, I forgive. And a lot of times when people say they forgive, they don't. We're not very good forgivers. That's a whole other message. But we're not very good at forgiving. Because we like to use those old things as fuel for the next time we get into that mess. So how do we work with judging? Number one, we don't do it. But sometimes, number two, when we get across that crossroads and we get to that point where we really want to do it, we need to pull back. Because we're getting ready to go into a land we don't need to go into. We're getting ready to go in the land of bitterness and anger. And what happens is people have a hatred toward one another. And when you have a hatred toward your brother and sister in Christ, you're in a bad place. You're in a bad place. So I want to say, if you come up to that crossroads, just ask the Lord, Lord, work on me. Maybe that's what you need tonight. Lord, help me with my critical spirit. Help me with the spirit, that critical. Get it out of my life. Put more encouragement in me. Put a smile on my face. Maybe if your heart's not wanting to draw to the Lord, there's other things, there's obstacles in there because you're judging everything around you. And that's an ugly place to be. I'm going to close with this. Being a Christian is hard. Sometimes I say it's easy, and other times I say it's hard. These are one of the hard times because we want to step into the flesh. Because, boy, we want to throw up. We want to throw the knockout punch. Because we just have the answer. I'm the miracle one. I've got the answer. I've got the words to fix this whole problem. I know your problem. No, we don't. Step back. Let God be God. Be still. ask God to work on your heart. And you'll begin to realize that maybe your heart's not as good as you think it is. It's not as clean as you think it is. So my challenge for you tonight is the Holy Spirit speaking to you tonight. If there's something in your life, in that area, that you need to work on, you can only get it right with the Lord. We prayed just a little bit ago, just a few minutes ago, that your heart would be open and receptive to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about. Because there's family members right now that I have some issues with. And I really got to pray with that. I have to keep praying for that because I want to make some real judgment calls. I got some real critical things that I want to say sometimes. But I'm reminded that that's not what I'm supposed to do. Oh, do I want to? But that's not what I'm supposed to do. Sometimes it's hard being that man of God that you're supposed to be, or that woman of God that you're supposed to be. And sometimes I'm reminded, man, Jesus, you could have took us out. Your judgment would have been righteous too. Because we're just a bunch of sinners and we just love to keep sinning at times. So I'm going to ask if we just stand tonight. I hope that you just take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to, you know, Lord, is there anything in my life that in this area of judging and being critical toward others or being critical toward something or some my place of work or the church or anywhere that you just need to say, Lord, you know what? Do a work on me. Of course, these are messages that really speak to the heart, and people have a hard time moving, and that's okay. Because you don't want to move just to move. You want to move because you know that God has called you to move. And you know, want to know when the Lord is speaking to you, you can feel it right here in your heart. It's a heaviness. And you have conversation inside yourself, and you want to push back. You want to push God back. You say, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Listen, your heart can get harder. And it can get harder until it becomes a heart of stone. And when your heart becomes a heart of stone, that's a dangerous place and a dangerous thing to have. So let's just bow our heads and close our eyes for a moment. Listen, pulling people out just to see who's got this and who's got that. You didn't come up to pray for anything, but you yourself. What is it that you need to work on in this area? Let the Lord have His way with you. Maybe it's been a while that you just said, Lord, you have your way with me. Maybe it's been a while and you need to get that right in your life.